This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why does Allah test the believers? Why? Aren't the believers people upon the truth? They worship Allah. They obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They read the Quran. Isn't Allah azza wa jal able to give the believers a happy, stress-free life? A life free of calamities? Isn't Allah Azza wa Jal able to give the believers victory with the word kun? Wallahi, He is able to do so. He's able to give us a life in the same manner He gave Adam alayhi salam in the paradise. A life of happiness and tranquility and peace. Stress-free, calamity-free, fitan-free. So why doesn't Allah Azza wa Jal give this to the believers on earth? Why the tests? Why the fitan? And why the trials? And why they are harsh and extreme upon the believers especially? You see, my brothers and sisters in Islam, understand with me very carefully that the heart of the believer only wakes up and it comes to life during times of calamity. And so faith increases during the times of calamity. Faith in a believer increases exponentially during times of calamity. Allahu Akbar. This is how the heart was created. You see, our body, it gets its energy and strength from our sleep, when we rest, when we eat, when we drink. But the heart, it gets its iman, it gets its strength and firmness upon La ilaha illallah during calamities and tribulations. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed hardships and calamities upon the believers, so that at the end of their journey in this life, they will meet Allah azza wa jal with hearts that have been charged with iman and certainty in Allah azza wa jal. They will meet Allah with hearts that are firm and steadfast upon La ilaha illallah. When a believer is being tested, it's like him swimming against the wave. You know, when a person swims against huge waves, he comes out with two things: with a strong heart that overcomes the fears of the wave, and he also comes out stronger in his body, in his muscles, because he fought the waves. And in the exact same manner, during calamities, the believers come out with a strong heart, stronger faith in Allah Azza wa Jal. And they come out pure, having been cleansed from their sins and elevated ranks in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believer comes out from a calamity stronger than when he came into the calamity. Yani, this is you, this is the calamity, and this is you after the calamity. The believer comes out from the calamity stronger than he was before the calamity. Now, I'm telling you, the calamity is a moment in where the believer's iman is strengthened and it's increased. And just so, like a basketball, you know, the basketball, the harder you strike it to the ground, the higher up it goes. So think of this strike of the basketball as the intense calamity that comes down upon you. And then the harder it's hit on the floor, the higher up it goes. This is the iman of the believer. Similar to that kind of, yani, giving an easy understanding so you can understand what effect a harsh and extreme intense calamity should have on the iman of a believer. So understand, my brothers and sisters in Islam, really well, that Allah Azza wa Jal made tests and calamities an integral part of a believer's life. And a part of the life of those who want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah azza wa jal, He made calamities a part of the life of believers so that their hearts grow stronger and firm upon faith and iman. And this is why it's the heart of the believer that is weighed on the Day of Judgment. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, يَأْتِ الرَّجُلُ السَّمِينِ الْبَدَنِ لَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَةٍ, that a fat, big man would come on the day of judgment, and he will not even weigh the weight of a wing of a mosquito in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even though he's fat and he's big, he wouldn't weigh a wing of a mosquito. Why? Why is that? Because Allah Azza wa Jal does not weigh the bodies. He weighs the hearts. He weighs the hearts. And this is where al-Iman is. This is where the taqwa is. And this is found in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, that Ibn Mas'ud was a skinny man. A sahabi radiyallahu anhu is a skinny man. And one day he was climbing a tree, and the wind, you know, like the wind sort of moved his lower garment. And so the companions, they saw his thin legs and they laughed. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said to them, مِمَّ تَضْحَكُونَ, what are you laughing about? They said, يا رسول الله, مِنْ دِقَّةِ سَاقِيهِ, because of his skinny and thin legs. So النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by Allah, لَهُمَا أَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ أُحُدٍ, in the sight of Allah, and on the scale on the day of judgment, they would weigh heavier than the mountain of Uhud. You see, I tell you, the believer is weighed by his heart, by his iman. And so calamities are a moment in where our iman is supposed to increase. So understand, my brothers and sisters in Islam, if you are serious in your journey towards Allah, you will be tested, no doubt. So prepare yourself from now. There's no escape from calamities. La wallahi, even at the time of death, our last moment on earth is a calamity in itself. Allah says, فَأَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Allah referred to death as a calamity. And it's a difficult and it's a tough moment. And there are pains. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy upon us. For there is no escape from calamities. Even the last moment on earth is a moment of calamity.